Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. And I wanna be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can.
Happy or sad.
Somebody lift your voice in this place. Somebody lift up your voice in this place.
Somebody lift your voice. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. For those who are just joining us, we're going to have another song, and then Dr. Henderson's coming up right after this. God bless you.
Bondage of happy you've gone through the hurdle. Happy you've gone through the pain, oh my. Happy you've gone through the storm. Hallelujah. Hey, happy you've gone through the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys better put your hands together as we open up Dr. Henderson's mic. God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everybody. Everybody out there in Radio Land, I bring you greetings. I bring you greetings. I salute you, and I just want you to stand on tonight. A lot of things are going on in our country. A lot is going on all around us. I want to tell you to just stand. As Donnie McClurkin, who is the singer, the gospel artist of this song, stand, says that all, after you've done all you can, after the prayers and staying up all night and praying and going to the Lord and asking God to change situations and asking God to change hearts and standing on his word and believing him and walking by faith and not by sight, all you can do is just stand. Stand on his word. Stand on his promises and believe by faith that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Believe by faith that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Believe by faith that God has the whole world in his hand and that he has the plan and that he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you, that he thinks great thoughts towards you and to bring you to your expected end. You have to realize this and know that all things, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sad, work together for the good of them who love the Lord and them who are the called according to his purpose. After you've done all you can, it's time for you to give it to the Lord. Give it to his hands. Cast your cares upon him, because the word of God says that he careth for you. So after you've done all you can, you're praying and you're praying and you're praying and you're praying and you're going to the Lord and your supplications and your fasting and all of those things, you know, all those things. And God said, now that I've seen that you've done all you can, now let me tell you and show you what I'm going to do. So I just want you guys to just stand on his word. So we give credit to Donnie McClurkin for the song Stand, and then we give credit to Will Murphy for the song Praise Is What I Do. So all that you've done, you know, that you can, you stand. But don't just stand idly. Praise. Sometimes you got to praise your way out in the good and the bad. You know, the gospel artist Will Murphy said, I'll praise him when I'm happy or sad. And so sometimes God will allow us to go through stuff to see will we still praise him, will we still trust him, will we still honor him, will we still give him the glory, even when it feels like you're going down, or when you feel like things are not looking good in your favor, when you feel like things are just not happening fast enough. Praise, it should be what you should do. Praise, I talked about it not too long ago, that sometimes we have to praise our way out. And I talked about how, you know, whenever there was a battle, that Judah always went up first, and Judah just simply means praise. So God wants us to praise our way through, praise our way out, praise our way through certain situations and circumstances. We got to, by faith, my friends, believe that God will bring us out. We got to believe by faith, my friends, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We got to believe by faith, my friends, that he is a very present help in the times of trouble. And my friends, we are seeing all around when we look around, we are seeing trouble. We are seeing trouble on every side. We're seeing people being murdered. We're seeing police officers murdering people. We're seeing people murdering police officers. We're seeing crime like never before. We're seeing the spirit of murder having its way. People are crying. People are dying from COVID-19. People are hurting. Our land is hurting. Our land is in despair. Our land is going through a spiritual attack. And people don't know what to do. But I want to come to encourage the land. I want to come to encourage the whole wide world, specifically the United States of America, and to tell you to stand. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stand. Don't you bend. Know that God is for you and that he's on your side, and that in order to win this battle, you got to be able to know your spiritual weapons and use your spiritual weapons, and you're going to have to be able to put on the whole armor of God. You're going to have to be able to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God so that you would be able to deal with these attacks that are coming our way. So tonight, I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to simply talk to you and to tell you that God cares for you and that he understands. He knows what's going on. He's not surprised about anything and everything that's going on in the world. He sees it all. And I submit to you, my friends, that, you know, he has allowed it. You know, if God wanted to, he could stop everything, but he has allowed it. And so because he has allowed it, it's up to you and I to use what he has given us. He has given us the power. He has given us the dominion. And he has given us the authority to be able to walk among any creepy, nasty thing and declare and decree by the blood of the Lamb that is under our feet. He has given us the authority, the power, so we got to be able to walk in that power and that authority. Those of us who know that this is a spiritual battle, that we're in spiritual warfare, we got to be able to walk in that authority and unleash our weapons, unleash those things that God has given us, unleash those things. And those of us who understand spiritual warfare and understand that demons have been leashed in certain aspects of the world, certain aspects meaning that you have a murder spirit that's in the land, you have a domestic violence spirit, a violence spirit that's in the land, you have a spirit that has gone out in the land to try to kill, steal, and to destroy, and that's the spirit of the spirit of the devil. There's an antichrist spirit that's flowing in the land, my friends, and that we have to be able to see what that spirit is and pull down. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so there's a strong man that has been growing in the land and has gotten stronger. And so those of us who know and recognize that the strong man has gotten stronger, we got to be able to fight this battle in the spirit realm and declare and decree, strong man, get out of our houses, get out of our country, get out of our land, in the name of Jesus. Like Pastor Shirley Caesar say, strong man, get out of my house. There's a strong man by the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to go. Strong man, you got to go in the name of Jesus. There's a strong man in the earth, and it got to go in the name of Jesus. But in order for it to go, we have to come on one accord. See, the enemy has come to divide. So he does his best work when there's discord among the brethren. There's division among the land. He does his best work. So what he's afraid of is unity, because when we come together, the black man, the white man, the brown man, whatever color you are, when we come together, we are a powerhouse. When we come together, we cannot be defeated. When we come together, we rise up and we become strong. When we unify with one another, regardless of who you are, black or white or brown, or if you're a police officer, when we come together as a human race, we cannot be defeated. We cannot be defeated. We are a brazen. We are a formidable force. And the enemy knows that. So what he does is he continues the division. He continues. You got police officers killing black folks. You got people killing police officers. So there's really no winner in all this. You got violence all over the land. You got anarchy all over the land. And that is nothing but the devil, my friends. The devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. If you think that people looting and burning down buildings and killing police officers and police officers killing black folk, and if you think that's God, then you are blind, my friends. That's the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. If you are a Christian and if you are pushing loot, and if you're pushing burning down buildings, if you're an advocate of stuff like that, then you are being used by the enemy as well, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's not God. God ain't telling people to kill police officers. He's not telling police officers to kill black people. That's the devil trying to start that. The enemy is trying to start division. Amen. Is trying to come into the land, but there's something bigger. If you guys don't understand distraction, there's something bigger on the horizon that the enemy is trying to do against this country. There's something bigger, and we got to see that there's something bigger. There's an outside force that the enemy is going to try to use to do something to this country. I'm telling you guys, and what he's doing is he's causing us to be so divided against each other to weaken our nation. So when the outside force come in, they would defeat us. Listen to me, my friends. There's an outside force that's planning something big to try to come against our country. And that what they're doing is they're trying to weaken us. They're trying to weaken us, make us fight against each other, make us kill one another, get rid of the police force. That's what they're saying. Get rid of the army. Get rid of their military. Make them weak. Make them go against each other. So when they come in, we won't be strong to defeat them. It's something bigger going on. Don't get distracted. I need you guys to stay focused on me on tonight. I'm speaking prophetically. There's something bigger going on. You got to be able to master the distraction, okay? You got to be able to master the distraction. Something bigger is going on. A threat against our country, okay? And what the enemy is doing is he's using evil men to cause us to fight against each other. The black man, the white man, to fight against each other. Police officers resigning like never before. The country is in disarray. The country is weak right now. But we have a chance to turn it around. We got to come together and unify with one another. And let me just stop right there. You're listening to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who have just tuned in, I want you to know who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. For the Bible is clear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. And I went straight into the word for a reason, because number one, I'm not going to be before you long. I'm even about to end. But I want to go back to, we have to be woke. We have to be awakened. We have to stay woke. The problem is that the church has been sleeping, the government is divided, and the country is in disarray. And the enemy came to do all these things to us, to try to make us collapse, to try to make our country fall, but there's something bigger going on. I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that no weapon formed against this country shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of us, says the Lord. See, I look beyond what's really going. I look beyond the stuff that's going on. God shows me the stuff, the future. Amen. Not just the future, but walking in the prophetic, you got to be able to discern the times. You got to be able to know what's really actually going on. And my friends, I'm telling you, there's an outside force that's instigating all of this. There's an outside force that's planning to do something against our country. And you got to recognize and realize that we got to be united. We have to be a brazen force. In order for us to be a brazen force, we got to come together and get strong, and we got to get strong fast, because countries outside, foreign nations, don't want to see America rise. They don't want to see us formidable. They don't want to see us strong. You know, they don't want us to be the leading nation of the world. Amen. When you are a leading nation, when you are a gifted nation, when you have power like the United States of America have, there are outside forces that are jealous, that are always plotting and planning to do things to our country. And so therefore, we have to understand that it's bigger than what's really going on. So when the enemy always want to plot, whenever you have an enemy that want to plot against you, the first thing they want to do is weaken your inner core. Who is your inner core? They want to weaken your government. They want to weaken the people. They want to cause people, fret and fraction to happen so that we could be at odds with each other, so that we won't trust one another, so we won't be able to love one another, so that when things happen, we won't be able to stand up and defend for each other. But my friends, I tell you on tonight, you got to open up your eyes and realize that there's something bigger going on. And if we don't get it together, we're going to fall like Rome. We like Rome fell, my God. And I don't want to see that happen for this country. I need you guys to come together in unity. I need us to stop all the squabbles. I need us, you know, the church got to wake up. It starts with the church. The church should be educating the people. The church should be letting the people know that is, you know, racism is not really a skin problem. It's a sin problem. Amen. It's a heart problem. My God, if Jesus could change Saul and change his name to Paul, then Jesus can change a racist. He could change a bigot. My God, he could change those who are out here hating. If he could change Saul and change his name to Paul, then he could change anybody. So we got to understand that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. So the enemy, and even behind outside forces, it's the devil. He's, you know, this nation, God loves this land. God loves the United States of America. God loves this country, my God. And so what the enemy wants to do is do whatever he can to hurt anything that God loves. So there are outside forces that are planning an attack. And I need you guys to understand that if we're weak in the inner core, then they will prevail. But if we get strong as a nation and come together and let the devil know that we're strong, we're united, we can't be broken. We can't be shaken. No matter what you try to do, we will prevail. We will win. We will fight, and we will win. We need to let our enemies know that they will not prevail. We need to let our enemies know that we may be going through a little family matter. And what I mean by family matter, at the end of the day, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether whatever you color you are, we all are Americans. We are family. We are family. Amen. And so because we're all Americans and we are family, that the enemies around us need to know that at the end of the day, that blood is thicker than water. We need to let them know that blood is red and blood is thicker than water. And so, my friends, it's time for us to come together because there's something bigger going on. I just wanted to speak a prophetic word to you guys on tonight to let you know it's time to wake up. You've been sleeping too long. Wake up and be able to discern the times. Wake up and be able to see what's really going on. While y'all sitting around, running around, with talking about, you know, and not understanding that these are just distractions because something bigger is about to happen, that you guys got to wake up and understand that it's time to pray, it's time to fast, it's time to come together in unity, it's time for us to stop all this squabble, it's time for us to stop killing each other, it's time for black-on-black crime to stop, it's time for white-on-black crime to stop, it's time for black-on-white crime to stop, it's time for the police officers to stop killing black people, it's time for people to stop killing the police officers and recognize that we're in a spiritual warfare, and what the enemy is doing, he has us taking out each other, amen? So when the bigger force come in, we'll be so weak that we won't be able to fight against the real enemy, my friend. There's a real threat that we got to recognize, that it's a real threat that's going on around us, and we are being suckered. We are being punched, fight against each other. It's a game of chess. Have you ever played chess? It's a game of chess that's going on. My God, how the United States is so strong of a country. And so the only way that the devil, the only way that our enemies feel like that they can defeat us, if they get us warring against each other, if they get us killing each other, what they want to do, disarm the police. What they want to do, have the military, have the police officers resign. What they want to do, have the police officers and stuff walk away. What they want to do, keep killing black people, keep killing black people so that black people will rise up. What they doing, keep killing each other, keep murdering one another so that we would think that we are each other's enemies when there's a real threat that's bigger than us that's about to happen, and we got to get back focused. We got to get back being the world's nation's leading economy. We got to get back to being the world's nation's leading country, and we got to be able to show every threat, every country that's trying to come in and do something to us, we got to be able to show them that we will fight and we will win. We got to be able to let the devil know that he's a liar, no matter who he try to use, no matter what he try to do, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. My friend, the country is hurting. People are crying. People are dying. It's time to stand. It's time for us to praise him. It's time for us to get out of this slumber and say no more. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point for those joining us across the globe there. Wow, Doc. Wow. Amen. Amen on everything you said, Doc. We better pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Henderson is saying a lot of distractions going on, but you still got to pay attention today. Dr. Henderson, we're going to open up the lines. Evangelist Mays, we're going to go ahead and start with you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hey, Evangelist.
Yes, praise God. I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. Truly, this is a good on-time word for tonight because we are living in the end times. Whether people realize it or not and are able to recognize what time that we are in. But we're nearing the end. We're nearing the end, and we must stay focused. And that's why the enemy is coming in with such force, because he knows. He's just running from one end of the earth to the other, trying to see who it is that he can use, who can he utilize. So, and if you're not focused, and if you don't know what you should be doing, you're idle, and he will get in you, and he will be, you know, cause you to be one of his that works for him. Especially if you're not able to recognize who the enemy is, as Dr. Henderson, who the enemy is. As Dr. Henderson was talking about, you know, he has shifted the people's thinking in their mind to think that your sister or your brother, your neighbor, is your enemy, and that's not your enemy. The enemy is one enemy, and that's Satan himself. But he needs people to do his work for him.
Right.
And so if he can get in there and trick you and lie to you and cause you to believe the lie and go for the bait, then you become a part of the problem and not the solution. And it's just that God worldwide and completely out of control. But I got good news for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you said, this doesn't take God by surprise. You know, and the Bible tells us that all things are working together for our good.
That's right.
So there are some things here that is working for our benefit. If we stay focused and don't get distracted, there are so many things that we could be doing to benefit the kingdom of God. You know, while he's doing his thing, I'm telling you, I think the Obamas came up with this slogan about when they go high, you go low, you know. And so you just have to be able to discern where to be and what to be doing. You know, there's a lot of things that God's doing behind the scenes that can't nobody see and think that he ain't doing nothing. But God's doing great things, you know. And there's things that people think that we're outnumbered. We're not outnumbered. God has a great army he's been raising up and had them set aside for a certain time. And at a certain time, in a certain moment, trust and believe, we raising up. We raising up and we coming out. And we win. We're going to win. So he's just wearing the enemy down right now and letting the enemy think, you know, the devil always the one that's got to go first. Go on first. You know, when the prophet was, God of the Baal, he told him to call on your God. Yeah. He told him to call on your God and see if he am. And he told him, call him a little louder. He may be busy. He may be doing something. So he let him go first because he knew that his God was going to answer. You know, so the enemy may think he's doing a lot of things, but God has a plan. And he has a plan that's going to work for his good. It's going to work for our good. And we're going to win. We're going to overtake and we're going to overthrow. Amen. Everything that he thinks that he's doing, we are going to overtake and we are going to overthrow. We are not defeated. We are not, surely not counted out at this point. So I want to encourage someone tonight, don't be discouraged in what you see and what you hear, because the Bible tells us don't be moved by what you may hear and what you may see. You know, because the things you can't see, God is doing some great things, and we got the victory. But I thank God for the word on tonight. It was so true, so powerful. You're exactly right. This is exactly what's going on, being distracted. But I'm telling you, something's going to happen suddenly to turn this whole ball around. And where the enemy thinks that he's got the upper hand, he's going to find out he has nothing going on all the time. All the time.
Amen. Amen.
So we just thank God for this day and this time and in this hour. But we must stay in prayer at this time. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for sticking in last week. You did a great job. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Anytime. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. For those just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Brother and Sister Hembrick, you're up.
Amen. Amen. United we fall. Amen. United we fall. No, united we stand, divided we fall. You know, this is a powerful, powerful message here tonight. God is really, you know, doing something and things are happening. We like you said, we got to keep that focus. We got to keep our focus. We got to keep our eyes on the spiral. We got to keep our eyes and focus on God because of all the things that are going on. Like you said, police are killing the black people and the people are killing the police, and we're killing ourselves at the same time.
So we really got to
keep the focus and know who the enemy is. And we are not the enemy of our color or our race or our creed. We the enemy. I mean, we're not the enemy of our race or color or creed. The enemy is just who he is, the enemy. The enemy is up against us, and the enemy is trying to attack us and try to make us feel us really low, try to defeat these United States. And you said something very interesting about the United States, because I do think that's true, because the United States is a powerful country. And what they want the United States to fall first.
Everything else
around will just tumble right on down.
Yep.
Everything else, because we're the most powerful country and the most richest country in the world. You know,
right.
So So we have to we got to be steadfast and unmovable, always working the Lord. So we we have to, focus. We got to stay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we white, doesn't matter if we black, doesn't matter if we pink, doesn't matter if we orange, no matter what religion we are, whether we're Jew, Protestant, Baptist, Catholic.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's right.
It doesn't even matter about your nationality. It's about coming together as a unit. As a unit.
Yes.
You know, we got to come together as a unit. We are called the United States of America.
Right. That's right.
So, United States of America, and the United States of America is filled with all color, creeds, nationalities.
That's right.
In the United States. And like I said earlier, if they take us down, then everything else is going to fall.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Fall right there. So we got to look to the hills with coming by help, and our help coming from the Lord. And we got to remember that. I know a lot of churches, they all want to get back into the building. It's not about the getting back into the building. It's about what you're doing while we outside the building. The church is on the
right.
Outside. It's just
ministry.
It's just,
right.
Exactly. You know, what we do on the outside is the church is just a building. You know, and the church can fall any time, but the ministry and the deliverance and the healing is on the outside, because there are people that need healing and need deliverance today. You know, there's no problem.
Right.
So let's start, you know, president to heal. I mean, I'm not saying the president because he's Donald Trump. I'm saying everybody needs healing. Let me put it that way. Everybody.
That's right.
The whole United States needs healing. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
We not fight against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
So we got to be, we got to stay focused, praise God, and we got to stay united. We got to stay positive.
Yeah.
We can't think of anything negative. We can't, we cannot down one another. We got to lift each other up. Like Donna Kirkland was saying, we fall down, but we get up. We got to get up. It's time for us to get up now. We've been knocked down.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to rise. Get up. Yeah, we've been.
Time to get up now. See, that's why I'm so glad. Even though they're still protesting, I see the protesters now are being more settled now. They really know what they're seeking for. See, we had to go through that little trial period about the violence and the looting and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a part of that. That was something just to pray God just to wake us up. Okay, we had to be woke up. We've been asleep, y'all. Praise God, we've been asleep.
Yeah.
We've been sleeping. You know, after the things that did happen, these things were happening long before the George Floyd case.
Mm-hmm.
You know. This happened long before. This would happen over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Now these things are, it's coming, because all this stuff happened. All of what we're going through, praise God, is what we're going through now. Christ been through this when he was walking the earth. He had to go through this. He had to go to that town. He had to go to that country. He had to go to this country. He had to go where Paul was. He had to go where Peter was.
Yeah.
Matthew was. He had to go with Bartholomew was. He had to go with, you know, everybody. He had to go to these different places, Corinthians, Ephesians, Romans. He had to go to all these places because all these people were doing things that wasn't right. You know, they wasn't really seeking God in the right way. They were seeking God for their own benefit. And it's not about, praise God, it's not about your benefit. It's about God's benefit.
Right.
God is our creator. He's our way maker. He can do anything but fail. You know, praise God. I just thank God. And but the ninth message was really a powerful message tonight, and I just thank God for the message tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight to the Point.
All right. So, you guys, I just didn't have a long word. I just wanted to come to you and speak prophetically in the land to let you guys know that it's something bigger coming, that we have to wake up and start and realize and recognize that we're in the spiritual warfare, and that is a bigger threat that's coming. And in order for us to defeat this threat, we got to be united. Right now, you know, we're wounded. There are wounded soldiers. And we got to get back strong. And we have to get strong fast, because, you know, what the enemy has plotted was the first to try to weaken us. So then, how do you defeat a strong country? How do you defeat a formidable country? You have them fighting within so that they can get weak. So when you come in, they'll be so weak that they won't be able to defend their land. So you got to wake up and recognize and see what's going on, my friends. Okay? I need us that are in the Lord, that are spiritual minded, to pray and pray like never before. We need to pray. We need to be on our knees praying. But then we need to get up from off our knees and go into action. And what I mean about going to action is we need to start witnessing to people. We need to get out there, and we need to speak against division. We need to unify the people. First, we got to unify the church. But then we got to go out in the world and unify the people and tell them we are more than the color of our skin, that, you know, we are Christian, we are the human race, and it's not about what color you are. It's not about, you know, how you look on the outside, that we are the human race, and that we got to let our police officers know that, you know, we love them. Police officers got to let us know, not just talk, but through action. They got to let us, through action, know that they love us and that they're coming to do their job to protect and serve, not to kill, okay? You know, there's too many stories of them killing Americans. You know, we all Americans. Forget the color of the skin. Recognize that we are all Americans. When that threat comes from the outside, they don't care what color you are. All they see is that you're an American. Come on, people, wake up.
That's right, Doc.
Foreign nations don't care what color you are. They don't care if you're a police officer. They don't care if you're black. They don't care if you're white. All they see is the American flag, and they hate our flag. They hate us. All they see is that you're an American, whether you're a black American, a white American, an Asian American, whatever American you are. If you are an American, they want to come and kill us. So we got to, as Americans, stop getting caught up in the color of our skin and hurting each other and trying to tear each other down. We got to build each other up. We got to get strong. So when that force try to come up against us, we'll blow them up out of the water. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. I'm not going to go into the business segment on tonight. I'm not going to go into any other segment. I just want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
When you've done all you can, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when you're orphaned and away? You're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give? Seems like you can't make it. there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores G. Henderson. Lord willing, we're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting from the great United States of America. God bless you. And you guys give God some praise. You can't help but praise Him. Thank you so much for God. Amen. Everybody have a great week. Take care now. Bye-bye.